May the Lord give you understanding. This month, by the grace of God, we shall be focusing on understanding my timings and
season.
Father, open our eyes to see the depth of your word. Open our ears to hear your voice. Open our hearts to conceive the depthness of your word. Sweet Holy Spirit, speak through me. Touch my tongue, Lord. Let it speak fire. Every power, every force from the pit, as I speak, let it be like fire to quench them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Open the eyes of your children, O Lord God of heaven. Let them see the hope of your calling in the name of Jesus Christ. None of them shall regret, Lord. By the end of the service, Lord, every burden shall be lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name. Understanding my time is and what? 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. That's our anchor scripture. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. You stopped carrying her hard copy Bibles. Can we start carrying hard copy Bibles? Hey, where's your Bible? You're not opening it. Where is your Bible? Where is it? Can you carry physical Bibles? They're not going in an office. Even if you go to the toilet, you must carry tissues. I'm asking the truth. Come just carry your Bible. How is that? First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men, and that had understanding of the times, to know what is an ought to. Listen to this. They had understanding of the times. If you don't understand the times of your seasons, you may never know what to do. A pregnant woman always knows what to do when she knows her time to give birth is around. If you know you are supposed to bring forth, you know what to do. Is it true? Most of us don't know what to do because we don't understand our time is a person. So we are doing everything ever to do it. And he said, the heads of them were 200 and all their brethren were at their commandment. When you know what to do, you will always be in command. 200 of them were under their command because they knew what to do. Because they understood their timings and their season. Until you understand your timings and your season, you may never know what to do. Until you know what to do, you will never have anyone to command. People will serve you if you know what to do. But you only serve people who know what to do. Am I telling you? People serve you when you know what to. But you only serve people who know what to do. Because whenever you know, you change your position. You are not talking about whenever you want. Hosea 4 says, my people perish because of lack of. Until you understand your sign, your times, and your seasons, you may never know. Some of us are chasing the harvest, you are ready to be chasing them. You are supposed to maybe study. Some of us are supposed to be investing, but they are busy watching football. I go! That person knows what to do, that's why he's called the Lord. You, what are you doing? Failure to know what to do will always put you under command. But the day you know what to do, you always have command over things. Time is a fragment or a measure against happenings that are desired. What is time? Time is a fragment or a measure against, you understand about? Against happenings that are what? Desire. Every one of us have a desire here, but always we're looking at the time. What time will I go home? What time will I have my car? What time will I change my story? What time will I have my business? What time will I finish school? Why? Because time is a fragment or measure against happenings that are desired. You become impatient because of time, and you become patient because of time. Is it true? Because time is always against a particular happening. If you look into your life, there are some things you're believing God for. That's why sometimes you can say, I don't have time. And sometimes you can say, I have time. So time is the word that goes against it. It's a great day. And yes, whatever you desire. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord?
Nothing.
At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
No, there's nothing. But look at this. He says, at the time appointed.
Amen.
Time appointed. I will return to thee. God always comes when you encounter. And I spend this week positioning yourself, hallelujah. Position yourself for the divine visitation you need. And return unto thee according to the time of what? Life. And Sarah shall have a son. Tell your neighbor, you shall have it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Just position yourself.
Just position yourself. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. Are we there? Can I say amen?
Amen.
You all have read it again? And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace what?
A son.
And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. Verse 17. And the woman conceived. Is it true?
Yes.
And bare a son. At the season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of what? What was chasing that woman was time against desire. But the man of God understood this, that time for everything. That's all about. If you position yourself, you will receive it. We don't receive because we don't understand the time. We don't know the time to start planting. We don't know the time to start preparing. We don't know the time to start engaging in particular matters. Time, according to the dictionary, is defined as the measure in seconds to years. Hallelujah. According to the dictionary, they say time is a measure from seconds to years. God is the creator of time. Did you know that? And time has never been in our hands, but in God's hands. For your information, this clock is in the power of God. The Lord has stopped the earth, and the clock has stopped. And as we have seen from the scripture, that Joshua stopped the sun. Is it true? By the power of God. Time is in the hands of God. I show you. Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. What measures did men give with a way to calculate? Could calculate? How long does it take from this particular time to this particular time? Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. And God called the light what? Day. Is it true? And the darkness he called what? And the evening and the morning were the first. It's God who created the time. He's the one who created the evening time and the day time. Without it, there's no 24 hour clock. Hallelujah. There's no 24 hour clock breakdown. God knows the day. God knows the night. Because the earth was without form and was gross darkness. Then God said, let there be what? And after there was light, he separated the light of the darkness. And he said, let the light be called what? Day. And the night be called what? So God is the founder of the time. You're always saying, I'm sleeping. You are sleeping under the face of God. That's why no one can take medicine to wake up, but people can take medicine to sleep. Because you are in the power of God. God is the one who can make you wake up. Because you are under his time frame. I told Moses, the number of years that are given to children of fellows will be 120 years. Because God at the time, there's no way you're going to pass 120 years. It is God. What's the power of God? And before he did it, there was nothing called time. Because the scripture tells us that the earth was without what? Form or time. One slang word that people use, form nivipi. Is it true? Have you heard people say, form nivipi? Form, you're gonna form, you're gonna form. Do you have the time? Because the earth is without form, it's God who created the form. Think of the back, form nivipi. It came from God, the form came from God. When you have your form nivipi, God has the time, you understand? Unless I hear what I'm supposed to do, I may do what I'm not supposed to do. And every time you do what you're not supposed to do, you'll be out of the league. Because life is a boxing match. You lose your life, you have a knockout. You need to know the time to block and when to throw the blow. That's why Paul said, I fought a good fight of God. When I wrestled, I didn't wrestle in the one put in the air. I had a strategy. I had a certain time to lose the ball. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. And the earth was what? Without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of waters. If you want to have a productive life, you must have a relationship with Jesus. The Spirit of God must have force in your life. You must not submit to the word of God and the Spirit of God. If you want to have a productive time life, you must have that. In God, there's no secret. In God, there's no delay. In God, there's no premature desire. In God, things are not aborted. In God, there's no regrets. We get that because we do it of God. A relationship that fails because of that relationship, when it does not turn. The Bible said it was never fine at the wife. Is it true? It means there's a time to fight. And the same of fine. Is it true? You are 16 years old, what are you finding? Because time! Why men struggle is because they think they invented time and they have control over it. Tell your neighbor, don't have control over time. Yeah. If Nebuchadnezzar was time to eat grass, but he was the king, he had control over time. Is it true? God has the power over your life. Don't fool yourself. If God says your clock will stop, it will stop. Nothing will do. You can't control what you have not invented. Am I telling the truth? Who here invented time? All of us were born upon the time. Is it true? And we live and live time. Is it true? That's why the Bible says everything will pass away, but what shall not pass? Because God is the controller of time and seasons. God can decide you have two summers in a year. Stop telling me summer, winter, autumn, and spring. God can change it if you want. Time. Your breakthrough, success, change your story. A new beginning starts when you accept God through Christ Jesus. When you get born again, that's when your success will start. A new beginning will start, a change of story, your breakthrough. Because he is the inventor of what? Time. If he is dead, he will put all that belongs to you according to the schedule of time and cause it to manifest. That's why he said, I know the plans. There's no way you can put a plan without having time. Am I telling the truth? If you are building a building, you must put time against the plan. Is it true? If God is constructing your life, it means he has time constructing your life. Why we are taking too much time is because our time and our plan are not together. You think you have the time, God has the plan. Now, you don't have the plan of God, you miscalculate. Some of us have pain, have regret, have been hurt because you have been doing things outside the time of God. Not everything is permissible. Tell your neighbor, not everything is permissible. Not everything is acceptable. Because people are getting cheated, that's the meaning you cheated, and that wasn't. Understand the times. Accepted. We check very well. When the man ate king's food, he ate vegetables. Is it true? Understanding time in our plan. And the Bible says he was more fair. He was more fair. When you find God,
there's no delay.
Hallelujah.
There's no disappointment. But that's the opposite. Hallelujah. I pray we shall gain understanding in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For this month, we shall be looking at understanding time in a season. So part one, we shall look at what makes the clock tick. What makes the clock what? Most of us don't know what makes this clock tick. If you understood what makes this clock tick, better scriptures and understanding by the voice of God, you will never be concerned about the ticking of the clock. The clock ticks, and that's why, and that's what makes. The clock ticks, and that is what makes the clock tick. Okay, hallelujah. Either if you are able to see the time or what? No. If you leave this room, there's no watch, no, or you don't have your watch or no phone, the clock will still tick. Is it true? There's no, you can say, I left the clock at, when you keep pointing at 11, I should find it back there. You will still find it if there's no, is it true? But there's what makes the clock tick. All that are in the plans of God. That is why? Purpose. Plan and manifestation rests in the power of time and happiness. Purpose, plan, and manifestations rest on the power of time and the happenings of all fall within time. Did you get that one? Purpose, plan, and manifestations rest on the power of time and the happenings of all of them fall within what? Time. There's no way a child can be given back without time. Is it true? Everything can happen to the record within time. There's a time you went to the shower, there's a time you came out of the shower, there's a time you wore your shoes, there's a time you left the house, there's a time you arrived, there's a time you leave, there's a time you left, there's a time you speak, everything under what? There's a time you cook and there's a time you eat. That means what kind of system? Every plan or purpose for any manifestation. Most of us check the time, but do not understand what makes the clock tick. What time is it? Hey, what time is it? That's why it's not our responsibility to know the hour or the time, because God can't be measured by time. You can never measure the person who is by the time, because you know you have to report to them. Your Lord, the God God knows you are tomorrow. And did he say, don't worry about what? Tomorrow. God knows that tomorrow. Tell them what God knows you are tomorrow. So why are you worrying? So do you understand why the clock is ticking? Ask the neighbor, do you understand? Acts chapter 1, verse 7. Acts chapter 1, verse 7. And he said unto them. And he said unto what? What does he say?
And he said unto them,
it's not for
you.
It is not for who?
You.
Send me. It's not for
me.
To know what?
All the times of Jesus.
Who is the Father has put in his own? No matter what you say, even if you say tomorrow I'll travel, if it's not within God's plan for you to travel, you know it. You should position yourself. That's why you should inquire. And you saw from the anchor of the year. And suffer so much about that, verse 8. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this man? True. Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and thou without fail recover, because God had the power of time. These guys had a head start, and they had horses. Is it true? What made them delay that Moses was ready to catch up with them? Somebody is speaking to me now. Think logically. I start running 1 hour ahead of you. What will make you catch up with me? Tell me. You don't know what the clock is doing. Most of us are seeing the clock ticking. You don't have the power of a time. God can make you overtake your successors. You don't know. God can make you overtake your predecessors. If you understand the power of time and season. That's what the Bible says, the race is not for the sheep. That's the battle for job. But die! Die! My child forgot to demo. So no matter how someone is fast, no matter how someone's got a particular problem, it doesn't mean that you are underserved. You don't care about it. So your background is not a responsibility to your success. You are the one who's responsible to your success. If you understand what is time. And as always say, all these cars were made for us. All these buildings were for us, especially as Christians. But we are we don't receive it because we don't understand time. That's why God didn't want his disciples to look at the time because they can't determine what time can give them by the order of time. He said, tarry in Jerusalem until you're doing what? Wow. That's why he said, it's not for you to know by the time you're going to come, you just stay there. When I come, you shall overtake them. Is it true? And the Bible says in the book of Acts, when they had Peter said, they said, why they know with Jesus? This man was an educated man, but he's very wise. You're thinking about. And the Bible says, when that Holy Ghost came, according to the times and the plans of God, they were feared men. Is it true? The whole city shook because of them. When the time comes, the city will hear you. When the time comes, the nations will hear you. When the time comes, the world will hear you. The only thing you need to do is position yourself all the time. It doesn't matter. There were people who were ahead of Peter. Is it true? But when the Holy Ghost came, according to time, things change. Tell the neighbor, I am blessed. I am wealthy. Be careful when you're looking at me. If I were you, I would be smiling by force. Hallelujah. Because when the time of God comes for your change of story, it has come. No one can stop you. No matter how many years they are ahead of you, you will overtake them all. Because the Lord has the power of the clock. I'll ask you a question. These men took David's people and they had a head start with horses. And when David inquired, God told them, pursue. David overtook them. You know the meaning of overtaking? You run and come before somebody, isn't it true? If you understand, if God made you to tell you, go, I am telling you, you will go. So it doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your level of education. If God has positioned you, he has positioned you. 2 Peter 3:8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Can you open 2 Peter 3:8? If you're there, say amen. 2 Peter 3:8 says, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as what?
One day.
So it means if you are telling me your generation fathers who are poor, and the other family generation fathers are rich, that's why they are rich, you are fooling yourself. God can convert everything. Otherwise, you're looking at what? He can give you the blessings of those 1,000 years that your fathers and forefathers wasted. He can give you all of it. Why you don't receive? Because you don't see how God sees it. The day you see how God sees it, you run down to what God can give you. Who told you God cannot give you properties? Who told you God cannot give you acres? Who told you? Because you don't understand that God can give you the blessings of your forefathers from 10,000 years ago and then position your life. If you can give him, because it's 1,000 years and you are there to it, he can give you the blessing of 1,000 years in one day. Understand his time. That's why I know my time shall come. I don't know about you. Will your time come?
Yes.
My time will come. What you might consider time, the order of it might consider it otherwise. You know something about? So I said, it's my time to do this. Who told you? You should inquire from God. Lord, I plan to do this thing. As I commit all your plans before the Lord. Lord, I plan to start this business. What do you think, sir? Should I start? Should I not start? I am planning to do this. I am planning to buy this. Should I buy? Should I not buy? What is God saying concerning a particular matter in your life? Most of us, we plan too much and fail too much. The last plan you plan, God succeeded. I know, sir, I have an ambition. I am thinking I should do this. You think the most important thing is God said it's good. Men are frustrated. idols on their hearts, and God knows you're the victim. Let me tell you, the day God changes your story, even your neighbors don't know you. They will never be talked about. Because God will decorate your life.
Hallelujah.
Time! Time is over. Second Peter chapter 3 verse 9, the same book. Look at this thing. You see, some of you are planning too much, thinking that God will not help you. Now, I'm not saying that it's nothing you must think, is it true? But commit your plans to them. Let God tell you now go or not go. No, no. Let him direct you. It's your responsibility to plan, is it true? But ask God, don't do things because I feel I have the talent or I have the passion. It will be the beginning of your ruin. Do things because you know I have planned and God has given me a goal. If God has not told you to go ahead, the devil will bring you back. That's why people start things and they force it. Start things and they lose profit. Start things and they go on zero. They invest a lot of money, but they lose all of it. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. The Lord is what? The Lord is not what? The Lord is not what? So whatever God has said you do, you do it. The problem is that you think God is taking too long. Let me start, God will catch up with me. No, you wait, let God catch up. You will catch up with God. Don't start and God will catch up with you. Are you in order of time? You start serving yourself for seeing your Lord. What is that? You first of all, before you started, did you ask me? Wait upon the Lord, and he shall renew your what? Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. A servant counts slackness, but is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but should come to what? Repentance. The reason we think God took a lot of time, it is because you measure time based on your own thinking. I think by now I should be having 10 cows. Who told you God wants to be a farmer? Everybody in the Bible is a farmer. Or you tell me because Elisha was hosting and only that ox. Lord, make me a farmer like Elisha. Who told you? By now, I shall be having 10 businesses. Who told you God wants to be a businessman? Who told you? You let your own time and thinking. I want to start my own thing. You see, God appointed people different forms of business. Check properly. Check properly the scriptures. Everyone had a different position. Daniel was a prince and a governor. Is it true? He was not a farmer, not a prophet, but a that person for the prophet. Because according to the time of God, you wanted him to be there. And remember, Daniel was in captivity. Your own thinking does not help you. Plan yourself on God's timing. God is never late, but always on time. Did you hear that?
Yes.
God is what?
Yes.
That's what I showed you in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7. God said, it's not for you to know the time. It's not for you to know. It's you to inquire from God. So why does the clock tick? Why does the clock? Some of us in this clock, but you don't understand how it ticks. You're just growing old. That's why someone can reach 50, they have nothing to show. For 50 years, how are you doing on that? If that's what I'm sure of, you only show us right there. I have wisdom. Honestly, even though people have this. Wisdom is not born in age according to the scriptures. You're talking about. Because also the fools become cold. Do you hear what I'm talking about? Also fools become old. So you cannot train your wisdom as you age. You can find a fool who has been old. If he advises you, you become a fool. I respect elderly people, but also respect the fear of the Lord in them as they are elderly people. Because the fear of God in them makes you give them to this counsel. The best is he that stands the counsel of the country. Is it true? I'm listening to an old man.
Yes, he was not. Maybe he was a fool. He has gone fool. Old fool.
You don't give up. Wisdom is not found in the desert scriptures. So why are they talking? Tell your neighbor, because I have an appointed time. This clock will tick because you have an appointed time. There's no time to be born and there's a time to die. Is it true? So the day you were born, there was an appointed time for you to come. You keep making noise. Wah! And the doctor told you, keep quiet. And he said, wah! Because your time arrived, there's no way the doctor will have made you keep quiet. That's why when babies cry, parents laugh. Because they appointed them to come to feed them as what Captain Nancy will do. This clock will tick because you have an appointed time.
Amen.
The problem is most of us have missed our appointed time because we don't understand why this clock ticks. God is the Father of redemption, is it true? Without Him, there was no day and night. This clock is because you have an appointed time. Tell your neighbor, I have an appointed time.
I have been appointed to be on the top.
I have been appointed to be the CEO. I have been appointed to be the richest one in Africa. I have been appointed to be the most beautiful lady in the whole world. You see, the problem is you don't know. That's why you're praying some prayers that they don't need to be prayed for. If you know your time has come, do you pray? You expect it, isn't it true? And that's what the Bible said, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut. Now the righteous man understand that life is of the time of God.
Rabbi,
you should put on the ladder. I am an apostle. I shall not fail. Tell him I shall not fail.
I shall not fail.
I shall not regret. I shall not suffer. I shall not be a misfortune. I shall not be a negative report. When the measure of Jesus should be smiling.
Hallelujah.
Not crying.
Not crying.
They cry because they don't know. You don't know your appointed time.
Oh, look at her. Now she's pregnant.
You got pregnant. Where was your marriage? You didn't know there's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to be single and there's a time to be married. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Appointed time. This clock is because you are an appointed what? Everyone on earth has an appointed time. That's why the clock ticks. That's why everyone has bad days. That's why everyone grows old. You're talking about? Because there's a time for you to change. That's why your background has nothing to do with you. I was talking about the scriptures. 1,000 years can be a day to the Lord. God can give you the blessing of those 1,000 years and give it to you in one day.
Amen.
If you are not sensitive, you may think God is dead. You are never late. Don't fix God, fix yourself. You are never, don't fix God, fix yourself. Don't say God, fix yourself in my own program. No! Lord, let me know from you. What do you think about me? No one is an accident. Tell me, I'm not an accident.
Not an accident.
No one is going through whatever they're going through because there is an appointed time for everyone. Hallelujah. So tell me, I'm changing levels. And be careful how you're smiling with me. If I hear an increase in my smelling, better. Hallelujah. Tell me, if I hear an increase in my smelling meter. Because I know next time you remember me. Hallelujah. Or next time you buy me a car. Buy me a house. That's why the Bible says, despise not the days of small beginnings. Because the time to favor her, when it comes, it will come. When the time for something to grow, it will grow. Everything about. That's a stay put on Jesus. Stay put on Jesus. This clock has been ticking. You never know. You never know what God will do for you tomorrow when you have a strong relationship with Jesus. You don't know what God will decide to do for your life. God can bless you, but you don't need to work for 1,000 years. Just to serve it. You know that? Look at this. When God removed Israel from Egypt, they were paid all the way. Is it true? So Sam chose their father's life. Is it true? They got all the blessings of somebody. Is it true? Yeah, it doesn't matter. If God decides to restore you, He will restore you. We stop vindicating God. Hallelujah. May God vindicate in the name of Jesus. May He restore everything that the family has lost.
Amen.
May He restore every pain that the family has lost.
Amen.
Every property, every asset, every financial blessing, every opportunity.
May it fall on your hands in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, what is that am I appointed for? What is that appointed time for? What is that appointed time for? What is that appointed time for? Because this clock ticks because I have an appointed time. You see, most of us here are just smart because we don't understand our appointed time. I tell you, we shall be blessed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We shall increase. Next battle, we may kill and box with. Hallelujah. And call all the sick people and eat for me. You never know. This God we serve when he opens the floodgates of heaven, they say you shall not even have room to store. Is it true? That's why your relationship with Jesus is critical. You don't need to work for everything. You only need to believe God for everything. Hallelujah. Believe God for? Because nothing works until the force of faith is backing it up. Because by faith, that's what we receive. Faith must be the backup. Should be the power back. Hallelujah. When you feel there's doubt, put faith. Hallelujah. When you feel there's delay, put faith. When you feel there's not, put what?
Faith.
What is that appointed time for? If I have an appointed time, number one. I am an appointment for salvation. Take a name of salvation.
Amen.
I don't know, are you born again?
Are you born again?
Are you not connected with salvation?
Amen.
Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that is now, it is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we even believe. Wake up from your sleep. If you're not born again, get born again. I am an appointed time to be born again. That's why salvation is there. You must be properly born again. I am an appointed time to be what? Born?
Yes.
Salvation. Number two, I am an appointed time for a change of story. Say change of story. There's a time will come, your story will not be the same in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
there's a time will come, you'll never deny.
Amen.
I don't believe God.
Amen.
Okay, there's a time will come, you'll never push you. There's a time to come to write a check for $1 million. I don't feel anything.
Amen.
I don't feel anything. I don't even pray in tongues. Just say, give it. How much more should I have? A change of story. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. I read that earlier. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
Is there anything hard for the Lord?
No.
At the time appointed, I will what? Return to me. Put your name. I will return. I will return to who?
Amen.
According to the time of life. And you shall have what? What do you want for? What do you want for? That change of story shall come in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Is that time appointed for your change of story? You are the Joseph in the family.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you shall fill your father's basket with gold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With gold cups, with flour.
Yes.
Don't despise yourself. Mm. If you do, you are in the time of God. You do not fail. Number three. You are not for the time to bring forth and call, to bring forth the call and the gifts of God. To bring forth the call and the gifts of what? Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. To bring forth the call and the gifts of God. There's an appointed time that you shall become the best designer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The best artist.
Amen.
The best worshiper.
Amen.
The best manufacturer.
Amen.
The best inventor.
Amen.
You must have that kind of gift must come to reality.
Yes.
If you practice it, that's what people say, the gift of a man makes it true for him. That the duties and the callings of God are now with us. If God made you an artist, there's no one who will do anything about it.
Yes,
and they say, the time of God, there's no one who will ever hear you. If you're in the time of God, they shall hear you.
Amen.
You shall be a global father person. Amen.
Amen.
A time for you to bring forth the call and the gifts of God. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Now I say that the heir, as long as a child, different nothing from a servant, thou being the Lord of God, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of their father. The Lord is teaching you now. Because God knows one day you shall become a force to do something in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They shall hear you, they shall say, wow. Tell me what companies are in me. Inventions are in me. I am pregnant with good things.
I am pregnant.
Be careful how you're sitting next to me.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. If you know what you have, the gifts of God, stay connected to Jesus. Stay connected to what? The gifts of God will come. And when you come up, you shall become a household name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
People will buy you. We shall have Elizabeth fashion job. Everyone will be wearing Elizabeth wear. Is it true?
Yes.
Are people dressed up? Some want Elizabeth wear? I say, yeah. It's good. Because the hand of the Lord has mercy upon you. And they are trying to stand and they kiss you and they're going to go, my God.
Yes.
Tell me. Have you seen? You're in fashion now? Hallelujah. I only buy clothes there. They are wearing the correct thing.
Yes.
Not cheap quality. Even presidents consult you, what should I wear at my time? All these things come when you know that when your time has come, the gift is going to come and come. You must be positioned on this time. Hallelujah. You have an appointed time now for your vision to come to pass. For the vision of the Lord upon your life to come. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed
time.
That vision will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatever God has shown you, you shall see it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You shall see it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the vision is yet for God.
Amen.
But the end, it shall work. It shall be. People shall hear that vision. People shall hear it. And it shall not lie. That is what?
Charis.
Whatever God tells you, wait for. Because as the clock is ticking, your appointed time is coming. That people shall hear the vision of God. Hallelujah. They shall hear the way you want to build hope for an openness. It shall come to pass. You shall feed millions. That's all we want to get about. It shall not, it will not tarry. You wait on God. That's the thing. This time is not in your hands, it's the hands of God. Stay connected to God. Be consistent with Jesus. Tell your neighbor, don't be a dropout this year. Don't let dropping glasses. Yeah? You're dropping. After 1 year, after 2 months, I'm dropped out. Why are you looking at church? I don't feel like helping church. Tell your neighbor, don't be a dropout. Tell your neighbor, drop out, don't let me beat. Tell your neighbor, drop out, don't let me beat. The problem is that people are not consistent with Jesus. After 1 month, think it twice. Be consistent. That's why I said, wait. Just wait. It shall come to number five. What is that appointed time for? Number five, for a new beginning. Tell them a new beginning. Exodus chapter 9, verse 5. Exodus 7, 9, verse 5. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. There's something particular God will do for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you begin in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Where you shall approach the bank and they'll ask you, can you loan us? The bank will ask you to loan. And you begin with that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A new beginning. Tomorrow the Lord shall do it. There's nothing that is too hard for the Lord. When the set time comes, a new beginning will come. Where there shall be no more struggling, there will be no more living in that one corner house. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yesterday, back to the day before, I was in there. She tried me, she asked me, what's your secret? Hey, this compound is too beautiful. So you are a very blessed man. And I said, I wish you know the days I was living in one bedroom house. Hallelujah. Huh? Why you believe in God? Hallelujah. Don't believe God and you put money around there. Why your bed is and your bed is sitting room is in one. When you try, you see your wall. Is it true? For your time is your own. For your time is your own. And if your time is your door, outside, thank you. But the time comes, you know, I give you the time. I'm telling the truth. Your bed is there. It's the bed for people's sins. Hallelujah. When I get out, this is there. It's what you see. It's what you hide. It's what you pack your clothes. You put money at the corner, it's your wardrobe. You can never be like this. Ah, it's not for you. I have experience. I know what I'm talking about. You are your time to see a what? A what? When you time to see what? A what? When you see time to see a what? When you time to see what? Outside your bed. But when your time comes, there's a thing you will tap, you see a room, hallelujah. When you tap, you see an elevator. When you tap, a new beginning. A new beginning. A new beginning. Everyone is in the meeting to find, say, now we need to put mentors in this house. I feel like, no. When you are building our house, we will have a simple kitchen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Maybe we should think about that one. A kitchen within the bedroom. It will be a complete one. Complete one. It will be another house within a house. Because the time is coming. We are one thing over. When they invite you, don't jealous. Okay? Just say, Lord, I thank you for Brother Abraham. You read it for him, or? Lord, give me a new name. And that's what have you been doing? Did you become a doctor? I was a consistent student. Hallelujah. In the faith. I pursued God consistently. Because I know with him, as far this clock is ticking, a new beginning is coming, and everybody else says,
amen.
Hallelujah. And lastly, number five, number six, sorry. No, 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 the last one, number six. Attempt to give or honor. Tell your neighbor, attempt to give or honor. God. Tell your neighbor, attempt to give and honor God. Then Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 34. I think time is watching, but I think I'll conclude here and continue on Thursday. By the grace of God. Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 34. I said, and we cast the lot among the priests, the Levites, and the people, for the wood offering to bring into the house of our Lord God, after the houses of our fathers, at times appointed year by year. There's a time you need to honor God every year. By your service to God, by your dedication in the things of God. Hallelujah. By your offerings, your tithes and everything. And he says, to burn upon the altar of the Lord our God as is written by law. Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 31. Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 31. He says, and for the wood offering are the tithes appointed. Are the tithes what? There's a time to honor. There's an appointed time that you need to honor. You have to come up. Number seven. There's a time to start afresh. Tell everybody to start afresh.
Start afresh.
It doesn't matter how many successes you have closed. It is time to start again. Hallelujah. Start a what?
Afresh.
Psalms chapter 81, verse 1 to 3. Psalms chapter 81, verse 1 to 3. Sing aloud unto God as strength and make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. I'll just take a psalm and bring it at a timbre. A pleasant harp with passing. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon. In the time appointed on our solemn feast day. A new moon starts a new month. Is it true? A starting what? A fresh. There's that time for you to start what? You have been doing wrong things. You have been committing wrong things. You have been rejecting wrong things. Start afresh. You never start afresh. It's not too late. The last, point number eight. There's a time for end of a matter. Say the number end of a matter. Daniel chapter 8 verse 19. Daniel 8, 19. And he said, behold, I'll make thee know what shall be the last end of this indignation. For the time appointed, that shall the end shall be. Hallelujah. There's an end matter of your suffering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's an end to come to an end of your poverty.
Amen.
You know? Where shall my feelings for death of our people and don't feel anything? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's an end, it is coming. There's an end, it will end for you, not to be single. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I think that's the other one. Where you pass, they follow you. They send applications. Hallelujah. And if you pay the time to have a year, I will not show me which are the people. Now, lastly, there's a time to gain understanding and appreciate the process. There's a time to get what? And appreciate what? What you are going through is for you to learn. If you're not learning through the process, you will never appreciate life. Processes can never, can either make you have two things, either to recess or have access. Processes can either make you recess or have what? May this process you're going through in your life give you access to the next level of your life. But he believed not, because he are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, verse 27, my sheep hears my voice, I know them, and they follow me. You must be born again to hear what God is telling you. You are not believing God will change your story because you are not born again. The day you get born again, you will believe. Ask me. Number two, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell them to be filled.
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 1, sorry. Acts chapter 1, verse 7 to 8. I said that today it is not for you to know the times of the season which the Father has put in his own power. But he shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. After what?
The Holy Ghost.
Then he shall be what? Witnesses for me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of them. The Holy Ghost is what will make you be creative in your business. Be creative in your passion. Let us talk about it. Make you have such company, start businesses. One thing I can attest in my life, my success till now, is by the leading of the Holy Ghost. Number three, the voice of the Lord. Say the voice of the Lord.
The voice of the Lord.
Or the word of God. Or the word of God. Psalm chapter 105, verse 19 to 20. How do you know your appointed time? I said, number one, you must be born again. Number two, you must be Holy Ghost filled. Number three, the voice of the Lord or the word of the word of God. Psalm chapter 105, verse 19 to 20. And in the time that his word. Are you opening there? I'm looking at me. I'm not the word of the Lord. Look at me. You want to look at the word of the Lord? The word of the Lord is not your holy. Are you opening? Psalm chapter 105, verse 19 to 20. Are we there? If I just say amen. Psalm is before Genesis. You just finish there. Psalm chapter 5, verse 19 to 20. Are we there?
Yes.
If I just say amen.
Amen.
Psalm 5, verse 19 to 20. It says, until the time that his word what?
His word came.
Until the time his word what?
His word came.
And the word of the Lord did what?
Right.
God will tell you, will do this for you. Will you write before you, but you wait for him to do it for you. The word of the Lord was trying Joseph. It was trying Joseph. It was just trying. But his word already came. You understand? But the word was saying, will he do it or will he wait for the Lord to guide you on it? And the Bible says, verse 20, the king did what? Said and looked him. Even the ruler of the people let him go free. The time you said Joseph, he was there. And my God was tried him. When Joseph saw the buckler and the baker leaving him, I know he felt it. Is it true? When will my time come? But when you have the word of the Lord, you will always stay put. Hallelujah. Because the word of the Lord is our force. And I've shown you from the first point, if you're born again, that's when you have salvation. If you need, God will do it for you.
And number four, how do you know you're going to tell the same mentors? Tell your neighbor, do you have a mentor? Is it mentor or mentor? Those people who learn to group of seeds, what do you say? Mentor. Ah, whatever, you're not good. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 4, verse 2. He says, but is under tutors. Hallelujah. And governors until the time appointed of the Father. You must have someone you sit under for you to know the time that is still of your life.
Ask a neighbor, who do you talk to? Who do you look up to? Or you just talk to yourself? You must have a mentor in your life. Hallelujah.
And lastly, the ministry of men of God. Hallelujah. The ministry of God. Luke chapter 4, verse 24 to 27. These are very moving scriptures. Luke chapter 4, verse 24 to 27. If you are there, say amen. If you are coming, say I'm coming. Alright, quickly. Luke chapter 4, verse 24 to 27. Are we there? He said what? Had he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you the truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of what? Elias. When the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months. When the famine was throughout the land. But unto none of them was Elias what? Sent. Sent up to Sceptre at the city of Sidon. And to a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of what? Elias the prophet. And none of them was cleansed. Serving Naaman, his only Naaman was healed because Naaman has served the ministry of the man of God. When a man of God speaks to you and a prophet will always what?
Come. May God give you understanding.
Amen.
May God give you understanding.
Amen.
I answered you and I said, Lord, show me my prophet's time.